Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's give you a little feel for the man Donald Trump named today, as his borders are. Tom Homan. He formerly was the head of ICE. During Donald Trump's first administration, the president-elect saying, I'm pleased to announce that Tom Homan will be joining the administration. Borders are, including but not limited, southern border, northern border, all maritime, aviation security. Here's Tom Homan a while back on 60 Minutes on the costs of mass deportation.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there's. Families can be deported together.
He's going to give the folks who want this, Dave, every single soundbite they want. Okay, on costs. This is the American Immigration Council, a well-known liberal immigration group. So let's factor that in, okay? They estimate the operation to deport the total number of people living in the U.S. illegally costs $968 billion over more than a decade. Okay. They're going to estimate that higher than a conservative group. But again, if you are going to somehow apprehend, because that's what you're going to have to do, 10 million, 50 million. Some people have talked about 20 million. It is going to cost a stunning amount of money. I saw this soundbite over the weekend multiple times. There's 1.3 million people here who've already been told, who are here illegally, have already been told they need to go. So when I saw two or three Republicans, they all had their talking points on this. And by the way, if 1.3 million people are here illegally and they've been told to go, I have no problem with that. But how are you going to find the other folks? If you can find the other folks who didn't enter this country properly, they're undocumented, and you can prove that they committed violent crimes where they were, I have no problem with them being removed from this country. Do you?
No.
No. Okay. Let me say again, so there's no misunderstanding from me. The Biden administration, the first three and a half years, they were incompetent on the border. Yes, they needed help from Congress. Yes, they proposed a bill right away. Yes, this country has been trying for decades for a combined immigration bill which deals with multifaceted issues. But If they could put executive order in, Dave Harrigan, in what was it, maybe May of this year? March of this year, I forget. And it dramatically slows down those entering this country illegally. Guess what? You could have done that a year before. You could have done that 2 years before. They tried to go too far from Trump. It's not saying I agree with everything Trump has done on this issue. But I want you to tell me practically how this is going to happen. How in the bleep are we going to, through law enforcement, through the military, through what means, are we going to remove 5, 10, 15, 20 million people from the country? I want people coming to this country the right way. I want our security to be upped dramatically. By the way, do I fault someone who is under the leadership of a dictator who sees no financial future, fears for his or her safety, their family safety, of leaving their country and trying to get here? I don't. Because I think a lot of people would do the same thing. And you can say you would go in line, because I'd rather you go in line. But a lot of people have been told go in line, and then it's another year. It's 2 years. It's 3 years. It's 4 years. And they think, am I going to make it? We should try to limit that, absolutely. But I'm just saying, from that standpoint, for the ones who are most strident about this, if they were in that position, and I'm not saying we shouldn't try to stop that, but if they were in that position, wouldn't a lot of us do the same thing? If you saw no future where you were living, wouldn't you try to get here? And if neighbors had found a way to get here, maybe they've been living here, you've been told for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, wouldn't you try to do that?
Yeah.
I just think we have to be honest about that. Okay, let's pause because I want to leave plenty of time. And I really would love phone calls too. Or go to the Odyssey app, click on the microphone. You tell me how this is going to happen. I agree. We have too many undocumented individuals in this country. I agree. It is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. I agree that we're going to remove people who we should not remove. What are we going to do with individuals who were born here and their parents undocumented and they've only known this country for 10, 15, 20, 25 years? Do they have to go also? We have an issue. Donald Trump won big on this issue. Now, how is it going to happen? Are you okay with the military roaming the country fed with intelligence? A lot of people believe they're going to declare a national emergency on day one and they're not going to be tepid about this in any way. You want this? Then you explain to me how it's going to work. You fear this? I want feedback. 651-461-9226.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, lots of texts coming in. If you want to call in, you can do that also, 651-461-9226. No one should be surprised. Donald Trump won the election. The margin is getting closer and closer, by the way, in the overall vote, not the Electoral College. Electoral College, that's 312. That's the most a Republican has pulled off in decade after decade after decade. How is he going to do this on immigration? And again, I'm saying the Biden administration was way too lax on this. Trump won in 15. Trump, when he came down the escalator in 15, pointed this out. It resonated with a lot of people. Some of the comments I think were racist. Other comments I thought, yeah, he has a point. Border, the wall, wasn't nearly as much as he suggested. Mexico paid zero. By the way, other presidents have deported people. Obama deported plenty of people also. Not to this level. How is it going to happen? That's my simple question. Among the texts, mark my words. Trump won't do mass deportations. He's going to stage a few arrests. Of course, his base will believe it. He won't mass deport. Dave, do you think he's just going to do that? Because I don't. I think they are going to make a vigorous effort to try to deport a significant amount of people in this country.
I think so, too. I think it's – you can't trust him on everything, but, I mean, he mentioned that in rally after rally after rally after speech after debate after rally. I don't think he's fibbing on this one.
There are several more issues in this country that are more important than immigration. It's time for the sheeple to turn off fake Fox News and tune in a reliable news source. You may feel that way. But if you look at the election and you look at exit poll after exit poll, it was the economy one, immigration two, crime three. And if you just want to turn it into safety, because a lot of people view undocumented illegal as a safety issue, that's a huge issue in this country. And acting like it's not is naive. The U.S. is a country of laws. It is. I'm not denying that. I'm saying, how is this going to happen? Chad, the Trump administration will use whatever means is needed to remove undocumented criminals, undocumented who are not contributing to the U.S. economy. This is a good thing. Trump administration will blame the Biden administration for any cause-related pushback because if the Biden administration implemented policy to prevent this, or continue the Trump policies, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Again, that's well stated for folks who believe in this. And by the way, there's a high percentage of people who believe this, that we have failed, or that the Biden administration in particular failed. But again, like a couple people are saying, won't be the military. You kidding me? There have been people within the Trump circle, including Trump himself, who've raised the specter of military. The first year of President Trump's second term, do you expect that we will see military in our country used to try to be a part of the deportation process, Dave Harrigan? Yes or no?
Expect it? No, I don't expect it. But I won't be surprised if it happens, if that makes sense.
I expect it to happen.
Early on?
No, not right away. Quit using the word undocumented. Just a feel-good word. I've used both. They are not here the proper way. I don't think saying illegal is as grotesque as some. There are too many people here who did not go through the proper process. Again, I'll add, we're going to go to 5835 here. I will add that if you were in that position in another country, about 98% of us would also try to get here. And if you thought you could survive and you could get here as opposed to waiting 4, 5, 6 years, I think 90% would do that. I don't think we're talking about the potential effect on the economy. Not just the costs of removing 5, 10 million people, but a high percentage of these folks are working. High percentage of these folks are working to places maybe where you work or you purchase items.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of independent traditional economists who don't lean one way or the other, who say this could have an enormous negative impact on our economy. And I know the comeback is, well, what about safety? It's part of the equation. For a guy who's telling us, and he won on he'll be the better steward of the economy, is he going to take that trade-off? The economy's slipping if this does happen.
The party's making a bet.
Party's making the bet that they can do both.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to end the first hour. And it's also time for you to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.